You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
This is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show 9/11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff, what is happening? How's it going?
I'm good. You?
I'm good. I'm good. How's Michigan?
Michigan's good. It's beautiful. Okay. It's amazing. Yeah, I don't even think about the, I don't know what it is, 78, you know, something like that. I mean, this time of year, it doesn't much, you know, it's pretty perfect. But I'm headed back this weekend, okay. So I'll be happy to be back home. And one of the nice things about going away is you're always happy to go away, and then at least my experience is you're always happy to get home, too.
So. Well, it depends where you go. It depends where you go, right? There's some vacations where you need a couple more days. You wish you had a couple more days.
When you get to your driveway, I'm always happy to be home. I'm like, I'm happy to be home. My own bed, my own routine. So they're both good.
And you had a beautiful home studio set up. Like to see that.
I did have a beautiful in the cabin, a beautiful home studio set up. That was good. And it is with the miracle of technology, you can barely tell where someone is anymore. It is funny. Like, I listen to Buffalo Talk Radio, and ever since the pandemic, like, the two guys off the show, they never come in studio anymore. Like, they started doing the show from their homes, and now they just do the show from their homes. It is sort of. It's a changing world. There are some ways, particularly if you have your guest in studio with you, the rapport is different. So it's helpful to have someone, to have folks in studio. But I'm always, I will say I've been impressed by how much, how easy it's been. Normally when I've been away, it's like this. I'm usually on the phone. I haven't gone to the trouble of doing this. This time I did it, and I think it's been pretty seamless.
Well, that's the thing. Like, COVID was bad for a litany of reasons. I'm not hiding that. Well, there was one positive, though. It showed us how to be able to adapt on the fly and do things a little bit better. Like, we have a lot more people working from home, and, you can do a radio show from home. It doesn't usually take away from the product.
No, it's interesting. Clearly, it was a freaking disastrous time in the world and in the country. But there's been a bunch of things that I think that were good that came of it. I'm curious. So I wonder how the football program, or an athletic program, did anything change forever? Right. So they obviously had to adapt completely. Right. They had to the lengths that everyone went to over at that football program to make it work were extraordinary. I am interested. Like, there are things in my life, Zoom calls and whatever else, that has changed forever, even though most of my life is back the way it was. I wonder, I guess recruiting would be one, right? They do Zoom calls for recruiting now. But I wonder if there's anything else with a football, a college football program that has changed permanently because of COVID.
Not in particular. Know what I wish they would have changed, though, because we saw how easy, relatively easy it was? Scheduling. Why do we have to schedule 10 years out in advance still? It doesn't seem to make sense, especially with all the realignment and everything else. Like, we are at a point in time where we could do this like basketball, where you get to the offseason, you decide who you're going to schedule in your out of conference.
Right.
That's one thing I wish would have changed, but the fact that that didn't change kind of blows my mind.
No, you're right. Makes no sense at all. Anyway. We continue to evolve. There are good things. I appreciate. You know, I do appreciate Zoom, both connecting with friends and family.
Yep.
You know, we have a weekly Zoom call with my family all the time, but then just generally, a lot of times it is more convenient to jump on a Zoom call than it is to drive half an hour into an office to meet with people, to then drive half an hour, you know, whatever. Or let's say you have I'm on the board of there's a group at Christian Brothers that does fantastic work with kids with autism who are going to college at Christian Brothers. And some of those meetings are in person, but a lot of them are over Zoom. And sometimes it's very convenient to just, you know, fire up the Zoom and meet that way. So it's not all that bad.
Yep, 100%. Now, we're July 11th. I mean, we know it's a thin time in sports. What's your mode right now? Like, where are you at? Major League Baseball, I don't know if that's where you're at. Are you Team USA locked in after last night?
No, it was funny. I mean, I was very disappointed. No Zach Eady, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, that's a bit of an emotional blow. I really am. I was fired up for Summer League. I'm fired up for Zach Eady. I think Chris Harrington, when he made the point on my show the other day, there is a very realistic possibility that the only rookie who starts game one in the NBA is Zach Eady, who was widely criticized as the number nine pick of the draft. So I'm excited about that. Obviously, we've had to put that on pause given his foot soreness. So that's front burner for me. And then I'm keenly aware that football is bearing down upon us, right? It feels like, you got media days starting in college football, but then we're not far now from camps, from people reporting and from NFL, NFL camps firing up. You've got a lot of rankings right now happening on every media site. You know, I saw who has the best skill players, excluding the quarterback. That was a Bill Barnwell piece recently. There was I saw a story on what five NFL teams, you know, have sort of this is for whom it's a particularly pivotal season. That really was just shorthand for what coaches were on the hot seat.
Yeah.
But I like that stuff. It's close enough now that you can think about it without feeling like it's terribly distant. But to me, the interesting thing is the Olympics because, very clearly people's attention has turned to Team USA. And I just found last night that I wasn't that interested in it.
Okay.
But that I will, what I'm keenly aware of, it's only 2 weeks away, you know? I think the Olympics are coming at just the right time. And my experience with the Olympics, and I've, covered eight in person now, is that people say, I'm not that interested in the Olympics. I used to be interested in the Olympics. I'm not that interested anymore. But then when the Olympics arrive, all of a sudden we're interested.
Right.
They're on TV 24 hours a day. There's nothing much else happening. We start to learn about these personalities. There's the American flag. That's fun. There's contests and medals and everything else.
I heard Jeffrey talk about this. Once you see the medal count, you have a way in the flag. You have a way of tuning in. You start watching diving, and everything else.
We are going to be watching diving. That's 100%. We're going to be watching diving and gymnastics and all this, And then yes, we will watch hoops as well. So I do think that pretty soon we'll be, I think we'll spend a lot of time, maybe I'm wrong, but I think we'll spend a good amount of time on these airwaves talking about what happened the day before or that day at the Olympics. And and it's because I think America will pay attention. And I don't know, it's been so depressing. The political stuff is so depressing.
Yes.
The polarization is so depressing that it does feel, that's the other thing, that that to have an Olympics where maybe it's just simplistic nationalism, but where we can root for the, you know, for the person wearing the flag, will feel good. And so, so I'm looking forward to that. I guess that's where I am.
Yeah. What do you think about this roster, the way it all shook out? I guess I'll start with the Derek White edition instead of Jaylen Brown. That's way political. It feels very political why that ultimately happened, doesn't it?
It was funny. Do you believe the conspiracy theory that they're trying to pit Celtics against one another,
tear
the team apart, create a schism in the Celtics? I don't necessarily.
You could create a Reddit post off of that. You'd be great on Reddit right now.
I think one of the interesting things is how much, if you just look at the starting lineup, do you take for granted that Steph, LeBron, and KD, and maybe the order should be otherwise, that LeBron, Steph, and KD should be written in blood as starters because of what they have meant and how great they have been?
I don't – listen, from a on-court standpoint, I don't think that it makes the most sense. But, yes, I think that you – that's where it starts. That's where the starting lineup is going to be.
And every game, you have to start like that out of respect for those players and what their abilities and what they've done.
Yeah, I think that's where we're at. I think that's what's going to happen.
I think that's true. We live in the real world, right? In the real world, you don't start Anthony Edwards over KD, right? I think that's right. And then what you do is you unleash a second unit, as they did last night, which was really, you know, that's when sort of the U.S. team took control. All right, let's start. Let's say if we start with those three, they have to be starters. It felt like last night you had Drew Holiday and then you had Devin Booker. It felt like Devin Booker was filling in mostly for KD, but then you had Drew Holiday and Joel Embiid. Are those the other two, or would you go AD instead of Joel Embiid?
I think after watching last night, AD over Joel Embiid, but I'm not going to be upset if it's Joel Embiid and Drew Holiday. I think Drew Holiday is, I mean, he put himself, after watching what he did to SGA and Jamal Murray, I think he put himself in that starting lineup because you're going to have to supplement those vets with a little bit of defense, and he definitely gives that.
Right. He's a connector. He knows how to play with great players. He's a great defensive player. And then you've got SGA, and you've got, Anthony Edwards and Tyrese Halliburton, yep, and the rest on the second team. Devin Booker will be on that second team, and so you've got plenty of firepower there. I think I think that makes all the sense in the world. And I actually, it's funny, they didn't obviously put on a show offensively last night, and I don't know what you thought coming away from it. I think when you're figuring in that they're playing Canada, which is one of the, along with France, probably the biggest threats, and they just throttle them defensively.
Yep.
You know, they hold them to 33% shooting. They just throttle them defensively. You had every single player took at least four shots, but no more than 10. You know, weirdly, it's going to be depth, defense. And, you know, to me, I don't have a lot of worry that they're going to win the gold medal.
Right,
I think it's pretty obvious.
And here's the thing that just strikes me, though, and I know that without trying to be captain of the obvious, maybe I'm a little bit of captain of the obvious here, but the versatility that this team has, and I think this just goes with the new game, with the big scoring at all three levels, Bam Adebayo can bring the ball up the floor and initiate offense. Like, the versatility this team has and the versatility we have with bigs in the NBA, sometimes we lose sight of it. It's nuts. It's nuts as compared to, you know, previous teams we've had playing under the Team USA moniker.
Do you believe that any current Memphis Grizzlies will ever play on an Olympic team?
Yeah, Ja. I think without question, Ja. Yeah, and I think, well, Jaren will have his chance. I think Jaren will have his chance, too.
Oh, but you don't have any doubt that Ja will play on an Olympic team.
If health stays okay, yes, I don't have any doubt, Ja. I think he would have been considered this year because one of the big issues they had during FIBA was they didn't have an explosive guard. They didn't have explosive enough guards. I think Ja Morant fits that. And, you know, again, it's assuming good health. I think Ja, without question, will be on an Olympic team one day. And we also have to assume that he stays on the straight and narrow, right?
Like, no. Assuming all those things. All right, let me ask you the other question that I asked Jeffrey. I want to come to the topic of the Grizzlies. Assuming good health, what Grizzly is going to be the most disappointing this year?
Oh, my gosh. Assuming good health. People are gonna,
obviously, we'd be disappointed if someone gets hurt.
You ready
right?
to...
So I'm not saying that.
We're getting
who
ready.
Do you
we're
think is most likely to...
Disappoint.
Not, yeah, to...
I think my answer is obvious here. It may rub people the wrong way, but hey, sometimes this happens. Gigi Jackson, that's the guy.
And is the fact that I'm even asking that question a reaction to the summer league?
No. I just thought, generally speaking, because down the stretch of the season, he was playing a role that he's not even going to come close to playing this year. He's going to be a guy off the bench who needs to be a flamethrower. But I think he needs to learn how to get guys involved and do some other things, on-ball defense, that type of thing, before we really know what he is. I just want to see how he fits in a lesser role. Because last year, the reason his statistics were up, the three-point ability was up, is he got a lot of volume. Like he did, you know, at South Carolina and through his AAU days and high school days, he's not going to get that anymore. So how does he adjust to that role at 19 years old? That's where that comes from.
I would probably say the same, but I would not, by the way, I'm not predicting he will be disappointed. I'm saying if you're telling me a player will be disappointing, who is it most likely to be? Right. And so then you go to, well, I've seen Jaren, Ja, and Dez, and they've been awesome. And I think we're talking play. I'd be highly disappointed if Ja shows up on Instagram with a gun, you know, like whatever, but sure. I don't think he's gonna. So we're talking about play here. Assuming good health, they are not going to be disappointing. And then I don't have – John Contra couldn't be disappointing because I don't have any expectations.
Right.
Nor could Zaire Williams or nor could Jake LaRavia, et cetera. And so really it comes down to this category. What players do you have high expectations of and yet we haven't really seen them do it before? Right? Those are the players who I would consider in this category. And those would be Vince Williams – but I think we've seen him do it enough that I'm not actually. So the other two, I think it comes down to three. I think it could be Zach Edey.
Yep.
I think it could be Gigi Jackson, or I think it could be Marcus Smart, who we've seen do it, but on another team, and we haven't gotten the full Marcus Smart experience. So if you're telling, and there have to, you know, you give up two firsts for him, there's high expectations. He's penciled in as a starter. So I think it's one of those three. Who's most likely to be disappointing? But I think it's Gigi, and it's partly because the expectations have gotten so out of whack with with this role that he's going to be asked to play. But sure, I think it's easy to pick him as the one who is most likely to be. That does not mean he is likely to be. He may figure it out.
He may exceed expectations. Who knows?
Yeah, he may exceed expectations. I think that's probably the answer.
Yeah.
And someone usually like last year, apart from injury, Santi Aldama was disappointing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah,
wouldn't
somewhat.
You agree?
Yeah, but again, I don't know how high my expectations are for Santi even today.
I don't think now they do. I think now people are like, oh well. He's probably, you know, what role is he going to have? I don't think people have particular expectations about Santi. I think last year, you know, coming off, he played reasonably well, internationally. And, I think there were higher expectations for him last year. Now, I think people, if he did not take a step forward, and I think there were some expectations he would. And so right now, I don't think he'd be most disappointing because I don't think people, I'm not saying this is about the organization, but I don't think Grizzlies fans writ large have particular expectations. For Santi Aldama. I think he was disappointing. Obviously, the most disappointing last year, Zaire.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
This time last year, we were talking ourselves into Zaire is, you know.
Yeah, starting wing.
He's the starting wing. And now we literally wonder if they can, you know, offload him, right, for something, get him off the payroll. So I think was clearly for the reason that was disappointing for all kinds of other reasons, season that was disappointing for all kinds of other reasons, I think that was it. But I am wildly optimistic about the Grizzlies generally, and honestly, I'm optimistic about Gigi. So I don't believe that necessarily any of them will be disappointing. But I thought it was sort of interesting. You know, last night we didn't have a lot to go on from this Grizzlies team. We did have a second night of Gigi when he was at least better than he was in game one.
Yep. Now, also, I know you talk to Chris Harrington every day. We've got more confirmation, I guess, on the Luke Kennard thing. This feels like it's like Grizzlies are bust, right? They're just it doesn't seem like there should be that many hang-ups with this whole thing. Now, obviously, it hasn't gotten done, but I feel like if he was going to sign elsewhere, he would have signed elsewhere already. So he shot 47% in his games with the Grizzlies so far. So, like, he's the best shooter on the open market right now, and everybody seemingly needs shooting. So, like, it feels like that's going to head this way at some point, right?
Listen, both the national reporting and the local reporting from folks who aren't just saying what it seems like, but actually saying, you know, this is what they've heard, is that this will get done.
Yeah.
And so it feels like it's a matter of figuring some things out, some other things out on the roster that will allow this to get done. But we don't hear, you do not hear a single report about Luke Kennard connected with any other team. You don't have, you know, you don't hear anything about it.
Yep.
It just feels like the hay is in the barn in this one. They're just waiting to close the door. How's that for the metaphor? They're waiting to close the barn. Yeah, there you go. Or something like that. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of suspense here. Although, obviously, I guess people will feel better when it's over. But I don't worry about it at all. It seems to me that that's what they're going to do.
Now, final thing. We did have a commitment for Memphis basketball yesterday. That was P.J. Carter. He was committed to Rice, but Slick Rick pulled an Emmanuel Aycott deal with him, got him out of his letter of intent. He ends up at the University of Memphis, 9.5 points per game, 40% from three. I guess my only real take, really, is like extra body, extra wing, plus. I have no issues with it. I have no, you know, massive visions for what P.J. Carter is going to be in a Tigers uniform, but it makes sense at this point in the game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, David Jones left, and they struck out on some other replacements, and so poor Rice, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what did Rice do to deserve this? And so they go get him, and, you know, he can shoot, and that's always a plus, and he's another body, and he's a capable body. But let's be honest, he was going to Rice. You know, he was not, you know, this is not one of your more coveted players on the market, but another useful body seems like a perfectly reasonable add. And I guess now we can assume, which we were sort of assuming 2 days ago.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We talked about this roster, where it stacks up compared to other penny rosters of years past. It feels like they're done, and I don't think this particularly moves the needle one way or another. This isn't one that makes you say,
"No."
Well, now I'm, you know.
All the way bought in. They're Sweet 16, Elite Eight run. PJ Carter swung it.
You know, he's another guy with experience. He's another experienced player, college experienced player.
Yeah.
So that's great. It really is kind of striking, though. It's funny. I was reading a draft preview, an NBA draft preview for next year. And it really is remarkable how the Memphis, the Penny Hardaway approach has changed so dramatically. Normally, you would read a two-round mock draft, and there would be Memphis Tigers on it, right? Like early on in his tenure, there were always Memphis Tigers on it.
Sure.
And now you read it not even having the faintest hope that there will be a Memphis Tiger on it. And I'm not even saying that's bad. Like, obviously you'd love to have some NBA-level talent, but, you know, pretty clearly it has shifted stunningly from the moment Penny stepped on campus and started recruiting, you know, a guy who would be the number two pick in the draft, and then other high level, really high level sort of excitement generating freshmen, to a guy that, let's be honest, most Memphis fans have never heard of, who had played for UTSA and now played for Rice and is now coming, and you just try to make sense of it. It is a big adjustment. Doesn't mean that that's not an effective way to build a college basketball team built on experienced players who've actually had some level of success anyway in the conference. But I do think it makes it much harder to generate excitement about it. And you know, so much will come down to how this team fits together.
And another part of it is, too, it continues to, like, perpetuate the flip we've had from Ryan and what he was viewed like before last season, and Penny, what he was viewed like before last season, how much that's flipped, even in recruiting. We're talking about Memphis football recruiting and star power a lot more than we're talking about than Penny Hardaway and the class they've brought in.
Yeah. Well, I think that's right. And it's interesting. I was talking to someone who's involved in the world of NIL in Memphis, and the point that they were making was that a lot of boosters now understand that football matters more in terms of conference realignment, in terms of big picture issues.
It's just revenue in general, too.
Right. But, well, yeah, I mean, let's be honest. It's been a revenue loser in Memphis. So it doesn't matter. Historically has not brought
right,
in any
but when you get football money. Right historically at most institutions, that's the moneymaker.
Yes. It has never been a moneymaker at Memphis. It's always been the opposite. But, yes, if they could, that would be great. That, I think it could only be a moneymaker if you actually get into a Power 5 conference. But sort of, because then you're getting the TV deal that allows you to make the money, right? That's sort of where the money historically comes from. And Memphis has never been able to get the TV money. But anyway, yes, football is more important, big picture. And so I'm told, and again, no one releases the numbers on this, that it's easier to raise money for football NIL these days than it is for basketball NIL these days.
That's interesting.
Simply because boosters are keenly aware of what matters.
Yep, I hear that. Well, Jeff, I appreciate it.
See you, Gabe.
Yes, sir. That's Jeff Calkins, at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's go ahead and grab a break right here on the Gabe Kunz Show. And when we return, we will have plenty more to discuss right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, we are down to the short sprint to EA Sports College Football 25. Next Friday is the release date. Connor Dunning, I am chomping at the bit. I can't get over it. I am getting excited. But EA Sports continuously is going to give us a little bit to chew on as we get there. Now, one of the things that they're going to have coming up over the weekend, they have a game day showcase where they're going to let some guys get early access to it and play certain matchups against other celebrities. So they're going to be streaming basically on the 13th and 14th all day. And I like this idea. This is pretty cool. I mean, they have rolled out the red. They have done the one of the better rollouts I've seen for any game in history. And granted, I get it, hadn't been played since 2014, so you have to roll it out this type of way now that you had an 11-year hiatus. But they have a bunch of different guys. Shane Gillis is going to be a part of one of these matchups. I know a lot of people like him as a comedian. They got Hillwood Stream, Frankie Walker, and LeBron James. He'll be playing with Ohio State. Shane Gillis will be playing with Notre Dame. I think that's the matchup. Chad Ochocinco. Is it Ochocinco still?
Yeah.
It's Ocho.
Yeah,
he's gone from Ochocinco to Johnson to Ochocinco again, right?
Yeah.
He's gone back and forth. But he'll be playing with his Oregon State Beavers, with the Beavs. Dan Soder. I'm not familiar with Dan Soder.
Oh, Dan Soder's a great comedian.
He'll be playing with Arizona, yeah. That'll be the matchup there. Sketch with Mississippi State. He got caught in some weird stuff this week.
It's very strange to me why
people are going after him, but he'll be playing with Mississippi State. Quinn Ewers will be playing for Texas, using Texas. Donovan Edwards, Michigan. He'll be playing Big Cat from Barstool, and pardon my take. We'll be playing with Wisconsin, Michigan State, MMG. I guess he's a streamer of some sort.
I'm not familiar.
PFT, who's the other part of Pardon My Take, will be playing with James Madison, Michael Vick, Virginia Tech. He'll be out there. Travis Hunter will be playing with Colorado. Shedeur Sanders is going to be part of the rollout playing with Colorado. And then the matchup with him, this will be an interesting one. Shedeur Sanders and Tim Tebow with Florida. I think Colorado is the most overrated team in this game, but I get they're trying to – they know where their bread is buttered, and they know that it's a good marketing strategy to lift up Colorado because it's one of the biggest stories in college football right now. But I think that just all said and done, the rollout they've done for this game is unlike a lot of things we've seen in the past for any other video game. They know how big this is going to be, and they know that it's going to bring a lot of people in, and we will gravitate toward it.
It's going to take over the world. I cannot wait. I'm getting kind of lucky here. You know, it's I love my wife dearly. She's my best friend. She's going out of town, Gabe.
Beautiful to drop it on a Friday, by the way.
She is going out of town a week after this game gets released, and I don't think I'm going to move from my couch the entire time she is gone. I may sleep on this couch.
She's going to call you, and you're going to have controller in hand.
Yes, it's going to be a FaceTime that she's going to have to be watching me take the University of Memphis to the promised land.
Yeah. No, so we're going to have to. I know we've talked about, like, online dynasties. We have figured this out. I'm Xbox still. Connor's PS5. There's no cross-play. So if you're trying to get involved, you got to hit us up separately depending on what you got.
My league is pretty full, I will say. I've had a lot of people reach out.
All right. I've had a few. I have a few spots still left, though.
But if you would like to play in the Dynasty, let us know, and we can try to find you a spot.
Yeah. So you're going to go with Memphis.
I'm going to go with Memphis. When you're doing a Dynasty, the challenge of Memphis feels far more fun than University of Tennessee. Like, I'm already in a conference, and, you know, I got resources. Memphis feels like there's more of a challenge.
Building resources.
Yeah. So I would much rather go with the University of Memphis. So.
One thing that I found very interesting, they did their top 100 players. Not a single Memphis player in the top 100.
Did you see the rating that came out just now?
No, I did not get to see
it. It came out, like, just now.
Okay.
Arch Manning.
I saw that. He's a backup, and he's an 87 overall.
That's ridiculous. What are we doing?
Again, it's like the Colorado thought process.
That's crazy.
It's the Colorado thought process. You know where your marketing bread is buttered,
and
you're going to go with that.
That's
you're
going to
lean into it. I agree. I think it's a little bit gross, but it is what it is. But this is going to be very fun to watch. I see a lot of people out there, and I guess they're a little bit haters, a little bit older than our generation, but they're like, all these guys that were, you know, in their 20s or in their teens when the last game came out, they think that they're going to spend a whole lot of time on their Xbox playing this game. They're sorely mistaken. No, buddy, I think you're sorely mistaken. The amount of people from our generation that have been waiting and waiting and waiting for this game to come back, the re-release, it will carry.
The main reason I haven't had a child is because I was waiting for the release of NCAA 25. I couldn't have anything in my
head. You needed zero distractions.
Zero distractions.
Zero distractions. I hear that. I hear that. Now, elsewhere, when we're looking at college football, we have a couple of things worth noting, and it has to do with conference realignment. I don't know if you've been seeing this as of late, but there's a lot of rumors out there from a lot of guys that I trust who are very on top of the Big 12 and their realignment and everything that's going on. Now, Florida State and Clemson are caught up in certain lawsuits against the ACC. Now, a judge ruled yesterday that Florida State and Clemson are going to have to meet in North Carolina because that's where the ACC is headquartered, and they're probably going to have to do their litigation there, which may favor the ACC ultimately in trying to get in or out of the grant of rights. ACC wants to keep them in the grant of rights, and Florida State and Clemson want to see if they can get out. I think for them, though, it's not necessarily trying to get out right now. They're just trying to see how ironclad it is. But with all of this movement, Connor, the conversation is now shifting away from Big Ten or SEC trying to take in Florida State and Clemson. We know how big of a brand they are in football, but it's centered around the Big 12 and Brett Yormark potentially trying to get his hands on those two power brands in college football. Now, we know what he said at Big 12 Media Days. He said he will not stop until they're the number one football brand in America, the number one conference in America. I think they have that accomplished on the basketball side. So the football side is what we're waiting for. If he's able to pull this off, and if Florida State and Clemson can find a way to pay out of the grant of rights they have with the ACC, the Big 12 could put themselves in an unbelievable spot for even more growth going into the future. And I think this is, I'm not going to say it's exciting by any stretch of the imagination, because I think it leaves Memphis even on the further outside trying to get in, because then if Florida State and Clemson join the Big 12, you try to get into the ACC, they're destabilized. What happens with that conference? But I think for the Big 12 and what they have built, all those other schools that have been added the last couple of years should be very happy with the thought process of Florida State and Clemson angling themselves to the Big 12.
I agree, but it is a bit unfortunate that now another conference in which Memphis may be able to make the jump into would immediately be unstable and the better teams would be leaving. So you don't have any excitement for what it could mean for Memphis if this happens.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, I mean, it's not, I'm not trying to paint it that way.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to get people's hopes up by any stretch of the imagination that Memphis will ever be able to make that jump. I think they're well positioned. I really do. They've done everything they're supposed to do, but that's all that they can do. Everything within your power, I know it sounds cliche and boring to say control the controllables, but that's all that Memphis can do at this current moment. But with all these things happening right here on the outside, right in our periphery, we have to pay attention to these things, because I think the ACC, their relationship with Florida State, Clemson, it's frayed to a point where it could break here in the next couple of years, and I would not be surprised in the slightest.
Man, it's just, can we go 1 year, though? Just 1 year with things being a little bit stable. It's just, it's nuts how fast things move with conference realignment.
Yeah. But then the other part of this thing is, like, if you get up to 18, so they'd be at 18 teams if they were able to add Big 12, those two teams, for their football conference. Do you top out at 18? Do you add even more? Like,
try to get to 20?
The more and more you sit back and pay attention to what's happening right in front of your face, the more and more you start to see super leagues.
What do you
Three
think it
likely
for,
super leagues.
What do you think it would mean for the NCAA as a whole?
I don't know. I think they're on their way out eventually. Mm-hmm. I just don't know when that's going to be. 10 years, 20 years, 15 years, less than that? I don't know. They have lost control of everything with their biggest moneymaker with football. The College Football Playoff and ESPN have control over their championship. They don't have control over bowl season for the most part. They just have the TV contracts with all of these. They don't even have the TV contracts. ESPN handles all that. So they've lost control with everything that's seemingly meaningful about that sport. So what does it mean for the NCAA? I just think it furthers what we have seen in the past decade. They're losing control of a sport that they vitally need to stay alive. If they don't have football, have any control over football, what's their meaning? I think you'd have the Olympic sports. They could probably control basketball and the NCAA tournament still, because they have full say over that, and the TV contracts. They take in that money. But for football, it's just for years and years and years, ever since the College Football Playoff has become a thing, they have just spiraled to a point where they have no say. They have no money into it. They don't have their hands in to control the thing. That's what it means for the NCAA. Just further perpetuating their lack of control over football. And what does this mean for football, I think, is probably the better question. Is there going to be another, you know, entity that takes over? We've already had workshopped ideas from Greg Sankey and everybody else about finding another entity outside of the NCAA, working away from their restrictions that they put on the sport. So, yeah, I think the better question outside of what does it mean for the NCAA is what does it mean for the powers that be in these big conferences? We'll see, though. We'll see.
And what does it mean for future NCAA games?
Yeah, true. True. I don't know.
Save the games. That's all I care about.
Save the games. Let's grab a break, though, on that note. When we come back, we'll grab small talk to wrap up hour number two right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. It doesn't feel right to call this Small Talk because I have a big conversation coming up, and this is breaking news for those that are just now joining us. We have Monty Kiffin, longtime coach, father of Lane Kiffin, one of the originators of the Tampa 2 defense. Defensive coordinator for a long, long time. He only had one head coaching stop, I believe, at North Carolina State in the 80s. But Monty Kiffin has passed away at 84, so prayers go out to Lane and the Kiffin family. But, man, he leaves behind a hell of a legacy. What he was able to do as a defensive coordinator at multiple stops, most notably with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that guy was an absolute legend of the game. One of the originators, helping pieces for bringing along the Tampa 2 defense that helped Tampa, the Buccaneers, win a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson, a quarterback, in 2002. We've seen sort of too with like the amount of downfield passing, the Patrick Mahomes, the Josh Allens of the world. We had gotten away from two high safeties for a while. We tried to confuse quarterbacks, but that has had to make a serious comeback. And, you know, I almost feel in a similar way, you know, around Monty Kiffin as I did around Mike Leach from a football standpoint. Mike Leach, a lot of his teachings, him and Hal Mumme, what they have done to, you know, bring along the air raid, some of the pass concepts. I think Monty Kiffin on the other side of the ball has really helped bring along a lot of people, and a lot of his teachings will continue to be around. And what I did like at the later years of his life, he really did support Lane every step of the way. And Lane had some misgivings and some missteps, and he was always there right next to Lane trying to support him. And I think he was always a supportive father first and foremost. Screw being the football coach, being the football mind, but he was very supportive to Lane throughout his entire adventure that has led him to Ole Miss and on the precipice of making the college football playoff.
Absolutely. It's a really sad loss, so thoughts and prayers go out to the Ole Miss family and you know, Lane Kiffin and the Kiffin family specifically. It's been a tough day because we lost Shelley Duvall today, too.
Yeah.
Shelley Duvall, the famous actress, one of the most unique actresses that we've ever had. She's most notably known for her role in The Shining, but, you know, her partnership with Robert Altman, and she's been in some of just the best movies ever made. So if you have time today, go check out a Shelley Duvall movie and maybe watch some Monty Kiffin defense.
Yeah, go back. Hit that YouTube machine.
How about that double
feature? Go check up the Tampa 2. Go learn yourself a little bit on the Tampa 2 defense.
What is the Tampa 2?
Two high safeties.
Okay.
That's really the gist of
it. That simple?
Yes, trying to keep things in front of you. Trying to keep things in front of you, not allow a big play, that type of thing. But he's one of the preeminent defensive minds that we've had in the 21st century and late in the 20th century. Is an impressive life in football from Monty Kiffin, no doubt. Now, sticking to a little bit of depression, I do have to bring this up because it's something that has been going viral, and it has to do with one of our presidential candidates, not Donald Trump, but President Joe Biden. Today, he was at a convention of some sort speaking on the Ukraine and Russia, the issues they've been having over there, and he was going to bring up President Zelensky. And we know that he's been called into question for his mental fortitude throughout this presidency, and especially leading into the election that is coming up here relatively soon. But when he went to introduce President Zelensky, he said, "The president of Ukraine, President Putin." And then he had to correct himself and say, "No, he's going to beat Putin, President Zelensky." So he made that mistake. And I think yesterday was the first day we had a senator from Vermont call for him to step back and let somebody take over for the Democratic Party. But it is a depressing reality of where our system is at And I think that most everybody on both sides of the aisle is of the opinion that the mental fortitude or the mental state of Joe Biden right now is not that of a president that should be running or being leading this country for the next 4 years. So I wonder what the Democratic Party is going to do, Connor. I know this is not what we usually talk about, but this is a strange, strange time in American politics, especially for the presidency.
Yes, I agree with everything that you just said. It's a very depressing time that, and I've spoken about it before, but this is now my third election that I will be able to vote in, and all three times I feel like I have had to deal with at least one candidate that is out of, you know, just not fit for office. And I think unfortunately right now we have two. So I hope the Democratic Party makes a decision that all of us are hoping that they make, because that is the way I believe they should go.
Even if they make the decision, I don't think that's going to help them. It'll help them in the short term. I don't think it'll help them in the long term win the election, though. But that's just my opinion.
I hope it does.
I hear you. But let's go ahead and grab a break. And we come back, we will get into hour number three. We're going to talk some Team USA basketball, get into a little offseason NBA with my guy from the Front Office Show and also from Lakers Nation. That would be Trevor Lane. He's going to be next right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Of the world. We had gotten away from two high safeties for a while. We tried to confuse quarterbacks, but that has had to make a serious comeback. And, you know, I almost feel in a similar way, you know, around Monte Kiffin as I did around Mike Leach from a football standpoint. Mike Leach, a lot of his teachings, him and Hal Mumme, what they have done to, you know, bring along the air raid, some of the pass concepts. I think Monte Kiffin on the other side of the ball has really helped bring along a lot of people, and a lot of his teachings will continue to be around. And what I did like at the later years of his life, he really did support Lane every step of the way. And Lane had some misgivings and some missteps, and he was always there right next to Lane trying to support him. And I think he was always a supportive father first and foremost. Screw being the football coach, being the football mind. but he was very supportive to Lane throughout his entire adventure that has led him to Ole Miss and on the precipice of making the college football playoff.
Absolutely. It's a really sad loss, so thoughts and prayers go out to the Ole Miss family and you know, Lane Kiffin and the Kiffin family specifically. It's been a tough day because we lost Shelley Duvall today, too.
Yeah.
Shelley Duvall, the famous actress, one of the most unique actresses that we've ever had. She's most notably known for her role in The Shining, but, you know, her partnership with Robert Altman, and she's been in some of just the best movies ever made. So if you have time today, go check out a Shelley Duvall movie and maybe watch some Monty Kiffin Defense.
Yeah, go back. Hit that YouTube machine.
How about that double
go
feature?
Check up the Tampa 2. Go learn yourself a little bit on the Tampa
what
2
What is
defense.
The Tampa 2?
Two high safeties.
Okay.
That's really the gist
that
of it.
That simple?
Yes, trying to keep things in front of you. Trying to keep things in front of you, not allow a big play, that type of thing. But he's one of the preeminent defensive minds that we've had in the 21st century and late in the 20th century. Is an impressive life in football from Monty Kiffin, no doubt. Now, sticking to a little bit of depression, I do have to bring this up because it's something that has been going viral, and it has to do with one of our presidential candidates, not Donald Trump, but President Joe Biden. Today, he was at a convention of some sort speaking on the Ukraine and Russia, the issues they've been having over there, and he was going to bring up President Zelensky. And we know that he's been called into question for his mental fortitude throughout this presidency, and especially leading into the election that is coming up here relatively soon. But when he went to introduce President Zelensky, he said, "The president of Ukraine, President Putin." And then he had to correct himself and say, "No, he's going to beat Putin, President Zelensky." So he made that mistake. And I think yesterday was the first day we had a senator from Vermont call for him to step back and let somebody take over for the Democratic Party. But it is a depressing reality of where our system is at. And I think that most everybody on both sides of the aisle is of the opinion that the mental fortitude or the mental state of Joe Biden right now is not that of a president that should be running or being leading this country for the next 4 years. So I wonder what the Democratic Party is going to do, Connor. I know this is not what we usually talk about, but this is a strange, strange time in American politics, especially for the presidency.
Yes, I agree with everything that you just said. It's a very depressing time that, and I've spoken about it before, but this is now my third election that I will be able to vote in, and all three times I feel like I have had to deal with at least one candidate that is out of, you know, just not fit for office. And I think, unfortunately, right now we have two. So I hope the Democratic Party makes a decision that all of us are hoping that they make, because that is the way I believe they should go.
Even if they make the decision, I don't think that's going to help them. It'll help them in the short term. I don't think it'll help them in the long term win the election, though, but that's just my opinion.
I hope it does.
I hear you. But let's go ahead and grab a break, and we come back. We will get into hour number three. We're going to talk some Team USA basketball, get into a little off-season NBA with my guy from the front office show and also from Lakers Nation. That would be Trevor Lane. He's going to be next right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.